702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
It is going on 7:36 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Welcome to the program. If you have just tuned in, we're in the part of the program where we focus on sustainability and sustainable living. And this is a conversation that I've been really interested in having for a little, quite a while. Cape Town bag designer Sbule Longozi is doing his bit to contribute to the circular fashion economy by designing quality fashion bags and accessories from leftover material, ensuring that nothing goes to waste. We know that quite recently the WWF South Africa partnered with Ngozi to market his products, which include toiletry bags on their online store. But Sbulela also makes ladies' shoulder bags, tote bags, backpacks, and other bags. And we'll hear more from him shortly in this regard about how this partnership came about. But of course, when we talk about circular fashion, we're talking about a fashion industry that make sure that it optimizes the use of material, but also optimizes how much its customers actually utilize the garments that they buy. We know that in rich countries, for instance, they utilize their garments for a quarter of the time that we might in lower or middle income countries. So fast fashion, of course, giving rise to all of this and the growth in the middle income bracket also being attributed factored into this growth in, you know, garments just not being utilized for the same rate and length of time that they actually could be or should be. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Sbule Longozi, designer and founder of Brighter Days Designs. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here. How are you?
Very, very well, Budwam. We're really, really happy that you are here. Can you please tell us, Sbulelo, about your journey? I know that you used to sell your products and your bags at the Kirstenbosch market, and that you actually focused on building your accessories business during the COVID-19 pandemic after your employer provided you with the sewing machine. But it looks like things have really built up and changed a lot since that time.
Yes, ma'am. That time, you know. Yeah.
Mm. So how did you get the idea, Sbulelo, of using leftover material to make your bags?
During the pandemic, it was a tough time. So when the job was by turning it, my boss saw from certain design.
Mm-hmm.
He donated me with a sewing machine.
Yeah.
And the lady called Sharon from Sharon P Design, she also donated me with a off-cut fabric.
Okay.
So they gave me an idea to make a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I just made those masks. When the days go, they said to me, this coronavirus, maybe it's going to end soon. So what is your plan about the sewing? So I just said to them, maybe I can just do some small things, something like a small bag for lady.
Mm-hmm.
So we come up with an idea of toilet bag. So they say the tourists, they might like those toilet bags.
Yeah.
I must make more of them. So I try make one, and I want to show them. They like it so much, so I decide to make more of those. Oh yeah, it's where I start my business. They also helped me with the social media. They created Instagram for me,
mm-hmm.
and they also put me on the market. So I went to Kirstenbosch. I saw lots of those toilet bags, and I just came up with an idea of carrying on making those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So how has business been, Budwam, since you diversified? So you started with your toiletry bags and now you're making ladies' bags and shoulder bags. How has business been now that you've partnered with EWWF?
The business, is doing so well. It's doing so well. Because also getting some more customers, yeah.
Yeah. Moti Business is doing well. Is it still you that's creating and sewing your bags alone, or Klaumbe, you've got some people that you're working with as well? Maybe someone that you're employing as to sew with you?
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm heading a big order, I have to ask a few guys train me before with a cutting, and some day I also teach them how to sew while I'm still learning as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In terms of your designs, in terms of, as you say, those big orders, né? How do you make everything work, considering the fact that you're working with off-cut materials? So when I place an order with Usbulelo and Brighter Days Designs, can I specify the sort of colors that I want, or does everything depend on what you currently have in stock, and then the customer will receive the kind of material and fabrics and colors that you happen to have?
I think, of course, yes, it's like that, because sometimes I just send the pictures of the colors I have, so okay. The customer can choose on those colors.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I don't have what the customer needs.
Okay. And in terms of your designs, your inspiration for your designs, where does that come from?
This inspiration comes from the work I was busy working on. And 3 years back ago, it had on design. Those ladies, they are very fantastic young, because they're running their own business. Mm. So I was helping them.
Yeah.
I also find out it's easy to run a business. But I ask them how to run a business. When they're telling me, I just find out it's very hard, young.
Yeah.
And I did like it. Because they're also employing people, yeah. I said to them, I also want to run my own business too.
Mm.
They also paid me for that, because it's going to help me and other people as well.
Mm.
Yeah, they push me to do my own business.
That's really lovely. But tell me something. You have your business now. It's up and running. It's been a good 2 years that Brighter Days Designs has been running. You've partnered with the WWF, but that work has also allowed you to invest in your community. How are you doing that?
Is to employ some guys to help me. So the community is also benefiting about that. Sometimes I ask them to come and watch when I'm doing the sewing, when I'm doing cutting, when I'm preparing my patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the community is also happy about this, because they support me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And young people that you're interacting with when it comes to developing young football players, talk to us about that aspect of your work.
Sorry, ma'am?
Ilendo, developing young football players in your community. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, ma'am, because I'm just an honest guy to them, because I said there's a lot of going in these locations, most of the young guys, they don't work. Sometimes they turn up being gangsters in the age. So I just trying to help by putting that point together so we can do a nice thing so the community can be happy with what we're doing.
Okay.
I like to create a business running by the youth.
Yeah.
Because the youth of these days are not focusing too much at work. They like to have fun.
Well, Budwam, thank you so much for your time today. We're really happy, Ogoti, you've been able to start something that during COVID-19, and that Ilendo, the pandemic was not the sort of the end of your dreams and your ability to do something very important with your hands and with your work and with your creativity. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Cool, thanks,
Sisi. All right, Bulelo Ngozi is the designer and founder of Brighter Days Designs.